This is episode one of the Radio Bypass Podcast. My name is Ralph Rasmussen, and I used to host a radio show on WVVX, which was at 103.1 FM in Chicago. I had the pleasure of being involved with WVVX, first working part-time behind the scenes, then part-time behind the mic, eventually going full-time when the man who gave me my start, John Gorney, left the station. In total, I was at WVVX for 7 years. Our show focused on playing music from local Chicago bands, as well as national hard rock and heavy metal bands, music I was and am passionate about. We played artists that no other station in Chicago would play. As limited as most radio stations' playlists were back then, it's even worse today. There are classic rock artists that have consistently released new music. Does it get played on the radio? No. There are still many talented musicians gigging in bars around Chicago. Airplay? No. So, I have decided to create this podcast to feature current music from classic artists, local Chicago musicians of today, new music in general, and a bit of nostalgia playing songs I used to play on my radio show. My intention is to make a new episode available weekly. I hope you enjoy it. 2016 was a year that saw a lot of really good rock music get released. So, for this first Radio Bypass podcast, I will be concentrating on 2016 releases, but in future episodes, I will be featuring music from the past as well. Let's get started with a song from a new band out of the UK called Inglorious. Their debut album was released in February 2016. To me, their album was record of the year. Here's a track called Until I Die. Thank you. That was Until I Die from Inglorious. While Inglorious was my number one favorite release of 2016, several other good records came out as well. A band called the Dead Daisies released an album called Make Some Noise. From that album, here is a song called Long Way to Go. That was the Dead Daisies. The band is David Lowey and Doug Aldridge on guitars, Marco Mendoza on bass, Brian Tishy on drums, and John Karabi on lead vocals. Next, I would like to share a song from another great album from 2016. The former guitarist and vocalist from Triumph released a new record toward the end of 2016 called Rick Emmett and Resolution 9. Alex Lifeson from Rush appears on a couple of tracks, and Rick also reunites with his former bandmates on one track. Great album all the way around. The track I am going to play for you now is called End of the Line. This one features Alex Lifeson on guitar and James LaBrie from Dream Theater joining Rick on vocals.
Yeah.
Rick Emmett sounding great on that last track. First guitar solo was Rick, and the second was Alex Lifeson. 2016 also saw a new release from Cheap Trick, their first without original drummer Bunny Carlos behind the drum kit. The album was called Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. Rick Nielsen's son is playing drums on this one. Here is a song from Bang Zoom Crazy Hello called Do You Believe Me?
Did you know your lady, she's been seen.
How'd you like that new Cheap Trick song? I think Robin Zander is still sounding great. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith released a solo album in 2016 that was geared toward the country music genre, although there are some rock and pop elements in the music. The album is called We're All Somebody from Somewhere, and this is a tune called Red, White, and You.
Georgia night. Look around, cause it don't get any better. Have you ever felt so alright? Let's dance, take it slow. Tom Petty on the radio. When we're singing about American girls like you, when I look in your eyes, all I wanna do is bang, bang, baby, like a 4th of July. A lightning strike in the midnight sky. Don't give a damn about the summertime blues. Drum. Are we spinning on a roller coaster? A free falling into your yum yum. All the bad girls rocking them cut off jeans, and good old boys driving big machines. That you can kiss my ass, can't help but say it's good to be born in the USA.
That was Steven Tyler solo. While he was busy doing his own thing, Brad Whitford, guitar player from Aerosmith, kept busy too. He reunited with his old friend Derek St. Holmes and did a new record with him. The first Whitford St. Holmes album came out back in 1981, so the follow-up record took a while, but finally came out in 2016 officially, but copies of the new album were available at shows the band played in November of 2015. The album also features Troy Lucetta from Tesla on drums. The record is appropriately titled Reunion, and here is a smoking track called Hell is on Fire. Yeah, Brad Whitford and Derek St. Holmes. I hope you like what you have heard so far. If you have any questions or comments on this podcast, please send me an email at ralph@radiobypass.com. As I said earlier, I am putting this podcast together to share current music that is ignored by radio, as well as going back in time and playing songs and bands I played when I was on the air at WVVX. I'm going to feature one last song before this first episode of the Radio Bypass podcast comes to an end. I'm still getting used to the podcast idea. When I was doing my radio show, everything was done live and kind of on the fly, too. I didn't really prepare anything. Recording a radio show, so to speak, and doing it digitally is a little different than what I'm used to. But for this first episode, I'm trying to learn everything and put it together. But mostly, I've always been about sharing music. I am a music fan first. I am crazy about music. I am proud of all the musicians I've seen and met over the years, nationally and in Chicago. And I just love sharing music with people. And I think it's pitiful that new music, even if it is from old artists, does not get any attention anymore. So again, I thank you for checking this out. And please keep on listening. I hope to have a new episode for you next week. I am going to end this podcast with one more track from 2016, and that was from Tesla. Tesla, back in 1986, hard to believe it's 30 years ago, released their first album. It was called Mechanical Resonance. So a few months back, they released a live album. They did a live show where they did the entire first album in its entirety live. And they recorded one new studio track as well. The studio track was written by Phil Collin from Def Leppard, and he produced the track as well. So I'm going to end this podcast with that studio track from Tesla from 2016, and I hope you like it. It's called Save That Goodness from Tesla. Come back next week and check out a new episode of the Radio Bypass Podcast. My eyes.